Morning, Rabbi Isai. We're busy with this. He was explaining what he's explaining is that the chinuch that he was brought up with wasn't going to help him to deal with a new situation. There's a new situation on the ground. And for the chinuch you were given, not that it was wrong, it was the right chinuch, there was Torah chinuch, it was relevant and it what was necessary then, but the matzias has changed. Therefore, the Torah has to apply itself differently. We don't make a new Torah. We apply different aspects and we utilize different acts of Torah for that particular situation. It's the same in Halacha. When they invent a new machine, so the Halacha has to apply itself to that machine. You don't make a new Torah for microwave ovens. Microwave ovens gets invented. So the Poskim have to now apply Torah to that new situation. That's been the godless of Klal Yisrael through the whole Golos. That's our survival. Is the Torah never changes, but it manifests and applies itself differently. You need senior Torah personalities to be able to make those connections, but that's what we're dealing with. So the same here. Good morning, David. Shalom Aleichem. I just started now, 1 second ago. No, I'm happy to repeat the questions. Well, special. Not I wouldn't call him a guest visitor because he's not a visitor. He's part of the family of Reb David Chesner's here. So that's a big simcha. I don't see any more than you do. What you see is what you see. The people drib and drab. People come in. Sometimes I see Baruch Pepchik's on the screen. Sometimes he sits over there where you're sitting. So everyone's got his own.
I'm just running away. I'll be in.
Yeah. Okay, so he was raised on Reshis Chochma Shara Gehenim. That was what he needed. However, today the world's changed. So let's see what he discovered new. Let's see how he dealt with new. When he was growing up in Europe and he was growing up with a goy there and having to deal with the nisonos from the goyish world there, it wasn't as difficult as it is today because there the goy wasn't something that was that attractive. The way wasn't something that you looked up to and that you wanted to be like because he was a Amad Doim Elochomo was Poshut. Today is a local Kach Poshut there. As Tov. So he says he realized that he needed a new weapon to deal with the new spiritual battle that we were going through. He was in America now. Things look different. So I'm at the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches. Hitchalti litamek v'sifrei machshava yudim. He said, I started to learn and to go deep into Sifrei Machshava, Jewish Svarim, obviously, the Maharals, the Ramchal, the Nefesh HaChaims, Svas Emes, Vinei Negole Lefonera, Yonois Kodesh Mole Utz Meruchnis. He found unbelievable ideas, holy ideas, deep with spirituality. Misav Misvarim Kadoshim Elu, Yenakti Es HaUtzma HaDira HaTzmune Bavoides HaYisu Yudi. There he nurtured himself and nourished himself on the awesome, unbelievable concept of what's hidden inside of us, just the mere fact that I'm a Jew. B'noi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kan gilid is God losoi v'chashivoso lifnei melech malchei melochim. There I discovered kama chashuv, how important I am in front of Hashem. Avanti Shabotchi are going near him and numas menumas va'adiv, but calls always my lossy is Sarah love become of a kama. I realized that even though the guy looks very sophisticated, very sophisticated, very eleganti, whatever he's more put together, but my miles are much greater than him. Much greater than him. It means I don't have to push the guy down in order to say a choshev I am. Because I know a choshev I am. The guy can be as choshev as you want, but I need ma'al ma'eva there. Yadati lishamei me'agoyev litrachek mishgoynes ha'ilam ha'shokarov. I knew how to guard myself and to keep my distance from the goyish world and all its sheker and all its wastefulness. Nochati l'adas ki ha'goyler mochu anoyishi v'nira nechmad. I started to realize and understand that the goy, despite the fact that he was very humane, human, and he looked very sweet and nice, You have to keep away from him because he's a goy. What he's busy with and what he's dabbling with is from the goy. There's very non-politically correct things to be saying, but he's saying it and I'm reading it, so we have to say it, yeah? The gam musogov musgei goyaima, his musogim, his understandings, his aspirations, the goyish, nothing to do with me. Mudaba goyish huba madrega puchusim imeni, he's lower than me. Shekol yudi hu bal madrega guvomod, because every yid is on a very, very high level. Liyudi yesh ginuna malchus, beyaisa ben melech, he's a melech, he's a ben melech, he's not just anybody. He's got a yichus. He's a ben Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Ben lemolchay shaloyim akosh boch v'imkach mu'usay shen lechelotin. I'm radically different to what a guy is. And he lo, I'm my father's the king of the universe. It's my kesher to me to the kids playing in the mud outside. The bekishoy seim a guy v'yeze kol guy shuhu. When I came to Goyim, when I came near Goyim, he understood how to protect himself from the Goyish, the Dayas and the Hashkofers, because the Rambam says that it's Teva Shel Adam, Lim Shoy Chochos Fiva. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be drawn after your environment. The person gets drawn after his environment. You go after the Dayas, the Rambam says, and the Machshovas and the Anhogas of the place where you are. So you have to keep your distance because otherwise you're going to be influenced by it, whether you like it or not. It's a teva. The same way as the sun comes up every morning and there's nothing you can do to stop that, so too you can't stop being affected by the environment where you live. So you have to know how to keep yourself away from that. You're dealing with goyim. You're working with them. You're going to meetings with them. You have to metuple with them. So you have to know how to guard yourself from them. Chazati Shivli Rois Begoy is me Shinemar of Mashinemar of in Yavomas Amadoy Milochomo. Minukudus Mabatsu is Takalti Gamal Tavosov. I looked at his tivers and his aspirations, what he wanted from that. From there. What do you want? You want Kenyonim open? That's the big important thing. We have to have Kenyonim open. The Kenyon has to be open. People are lining up outside the Kenyon to go back. Maze. I've got nothing against Kenyonim. I've got to go to Kenyon, go to Kenyon. But that's where the war is. That's where the fight is. People are dying. And you have to keep the shopping centers have to be open. It's not because I care about the guy who's got a store in the shopping center. No one cares about him. People are mad. They're lining up 40, 50 people outside a store waiting to go in, and they'll stand there for 3 hours. The problem is not with the goy. The problem is with us. We don't understand what this Jewish neshama that I have is. Chofetz Chaim said, there's a Gemara, I think it's in Shabbos, the Gemara says that every 70 years, there's a star in the eastern sky, I think, that, huh? Called what? Ra, Mashu Kazeyo. So this star, it says it leads the sailors astray. It mabalbels the sailors. So we call sailors, we travel on the sea of life. And the star makes us get lost. It makes us get confused. That's a very powerful influence, very powerful force. It overrides our logic even. So the Chofetz Chaim said, in his generation, that star was communism. Communism, which is where you take it apart and you analyze it, you understand. There's a shtiyot. And yet, intelligent, clever Yidden ran after it, the borecht after communism, because that's the star. It confuses people, leads them astray. And he said it'll only last 70 years, and it did. On 70 years, that's when it ended. In Russia, communism came to an end in 3 days. And it was mamash 70 years from when it started. Have a look. So, Reb Simcha Wasserman Zatzal said that the star today, communism is finished now, so what's our star? He said it's the inability to see the difference between a goy and a Jew. We don't see the difference. You meet the goy, he's an intelligent guy, you can have a conversation with him, he looks like you, he speaks like you. You know, you talk about the same things, you have the same problems. as we don't recognize that there's a fundamental difference here, major difference. Not because he's bad. It's all because of him being bad. The king knows he's the king. The king knows he's the king, not because the citizens that they are bad. The citizens are choshuv, good people, whatever. If they are, if they're not, lomash shaneh. He doesn't know he's the king because he compares himself to something lower than himself. He knows he's the king because he's the king. That's us. We don't know who we are. Our children don't know who they are. He looks like me. Behaves like me. This isn't the guy I remember from Poland. This guy is an intelligent modern guy. You know, we shop on the same internet sites. You know, we buy on Amazon together. You know, we're in the same world too. He could be your doctor even. In Eretz Yisrael today, we don't have to deal with this so much. You don't have to deal with goyim so much. Yeah, Rabbi Tzion Solomon told me, he said, the biggest problem with the children today is they've never met goyim. They've never dealt with goyim. They go to Jewish schools. They stay in Jewish neighborhoods. They don't know what a goy is. They don't realize how much of the influences that come into their life are from goyim. He said about himself, he said, I went to goyish schools. I know what a goy is. I also went to goyish schools, and I know what a goy is. You learn the differences. You learn where the lines are drawn. Even as a secular Jewish kid, you know where they're going. They're different from you. But today, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, how many of our kids ever have to deal with goyim? What do they know about a goy? They don't know anything. They don't appreciate. They don't have anything to realize how different they are. And therefore, the seductions of the goyish street is more chazak for our kids, if not for us as well. Ulam, ha'in b'svarim ha'kadoshim sipik li es ha'neshek lu ha'iti koza kuk. These svarim that he's talking about, these sifrei machshava, the marals, the ramchals, the nefesh ha'chaims, gave him the weapon that he needed so badly. Zu tzuris l'chima m'chudeshes. This is a new kind of a war. Yeah, we're not using horses anymore. There's a new war out there. The neicha ha'pitu ha'yeitza ha'modernim v'leicha ha'mashicha tevis l'noi kefi sho'ilam noig. With this new weapon, you can fight against this new, wonderfully beautiful, modern, sophisticated, intelligent Yetzirah, and to go after the natural draw to behave like the world behaves, to just be like everybody else, to be like the world. So that was he discovered. That was the big shift from going from the Yira to doing what you're supposed to do, because you have to do that. The grocery world is not an attraction for you. So that's not where your battle is. So where's your battle? It's an internal battle. You have to fight against your own internal struggles. So there you need Sharagenim. Yeah, you need a good dose of Yira. Today you need a good dose of Gaiva. Kosher, Jewish Gaiva. But you need to know who you are. If you don't know what it means to be Chelok Elokam Imal, if you don't know what it means to be Bnei Bechir Yisrael, if you don't know what it means Bishvili Nevroilo, so then how are you gonna withstand the nisoyness of the street out there today? There's two ways he explained to his father to deal with the challenges coming from the goy. The first way is to understand how low the goy is. You stay the same. The goy is just very low, so you don't go down there. The other way, don't push the goy down. The goy can be as fantastic as he wants. He can be noch tzaddik. When I say shalos ani goy, I have noch in mind. Be the best goy in the world. Bring me the best goy that you can find. So Noach is a good example because even the Torah calls him a tzaddik. But find some guy that you think is mamash, he's the guy, you know? Trump. You know? Find, yeah, the peak of the pinnacle, you know? So I don't have to knock him down because however great he is, I'm greater. My miles are much more because I know who I am. You, father, he said to his father, you used the first kli. You saw with your eyes, you saw how low the goy was. the guy that went out and killed Jews, and he was your next door neighbor one day, and the next day he was slaughtering people. You saw who we were dealing with there. Therefore, with that clue, you were able to, that was the right clue, and therefore you won that battle. There wasn't a yid that couldn't read, and you were dealing with peasants that mamash, they had nothing. They were mamash primitive, certainly in most of Eastern Europe. The goyim were ma'od ma'od primitive. They were drunken, they were fighting, they were low lives. Did whatever they wanted. You sought for yourself. When you lived in America, or you lived in South Africa, or you lived in England, so no one needed to come and tell you that the guy with his with a big boom box on his shoulder, or whatever, that he's got nothing to do with you. You saw it, b'chush, you understood that. About today, there's another goy we're dealing with. It's not the goy that's out there burning the streets and whatever, you know. There's other goyim that we meet and deal with. Therefore, a yid had an internal simcha v'tuv leibov because he understood his chashivas in the world. And therefore, he had the kelim he needed to fight the seductions of his yetzer. Lo kein kayoim. And he chai b'America. Anglia, but from Africa, but Israel. Yeah. The Eretz Achofesh. The Eretz Zua Goinira Noishi Bechlet. The Goya looks very, 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 very humane, very, very, he's a good guy, like me. The Chenadere Chayechidit Moided Mul Hevle Aoilam Hila Akiris Malosi Kiudi. Therefore, the only way to withstand the nishainas that take a person away from focusing on what he's living for is to understand how choshuv he is. Knocking and playing down as the law is there. It's not going to work. Because we don't have that natural tendency that sees the difference. We don't see the difference. Sometimes you meet goyim, they're ma'od nechmad. You wish that sometimes your Jewish neighbors were as well behaved as the goy. Sometimes you say, wow, you know, shoo, Alavah, some of our guys behaved as well as he did. So now how pushing him down, how's that going to help you? The law is there. You have to understand the truth of who you are. This we learned from Avram Avinu. When Avram went to the Akedah, he took with him Yishmael and Eliezer. We'll see why Yishmael Eliezer he thought was shaykh to the Akedah, and they were the leaders of the whole Goyish world. Yishmael Eliezer were the archetypes of the entire Goyish world, and he thought that it was shaykh for them. V'yashkem it says V'yashkem and Rabbi Kavi Chavosh and Chaimer V'kach et Shnei Narav Itoy Shnei Narav Eli Yishmael V'Eliezer Hayu Tzadikim. They were Tzadikim. Yeah. Yishmael ayat tzadik v'yisashal. This is after Yishmael did tshuva. Eliezer rei avodoy zokan beisis shel Avraham Avinu moichel b'chol ashelo. Eliezer was Avraham Avinu's ratan man. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was a tzadik yosod olam. And this was Yishmael after he did tshuva. He used to teach Torah. The Gemara in Yoma tells us that Eliezer was Avram Avinu's Rosh Yeshiva. He was the one that was teaching Avram's Torah to the masses. So Avram felt it. When he got close, he said to them, Shulachem poi machamor. They couldn't see the cloud. They couldn't withstand what was necessary. We spoke about that in another place, I think. So he says to them, Shulachem poi machamor. You stay here with a donkey. What's pshat? You stay here with a donkey. What okay if they stay with a donkey? Well, why does the Torah tell me they stayed with a donkey? Who cares? Just tell you, told them, you wait here. Come back and fetch you afterwards. Who cares what the donkey is doing? You stay here, Ima Chomor, Lo Ama Chomor. אתה עם הדי מלחמור. בדור אני רוצה ואבינו אבא שלום לאירס לדוירס, מה הוא ההבדל בין יהודי וגויים? Yeah, Avraham Avinu was teaching his generations that'll come after him, all his grandchildren, what's the difference between a yid and a goy. Who gam hidgish es atzeirich achien lishmo mechak mi a goy. He also introduced the importance. We saw Yaakov Avinu also lost his pasha, maintained his distance from Esav. Esav wanted to travel together with Yaakov. Yaakov says, no, you go ahead. We'll come after later. We're a bit slow. You know, I've got all the kids and whatever. We'll just hold you back. You go on his own because you don't want to travel with him. To go to the Akedah, to go to Avodas Hashem, whatever the Akedah stood for, you have to keep your distance from the goy. Well, a race boy is semel achoim race. You have to see that his world is all about gashmias. His world is gashmias. The Greeks are the most unbelievable philosophers. The Rambam's proof of first cause of that there's a Boira Olam, the Chaimus and the Vavus in Shara Yichud's proofs of Boira Olam are all based on Aristotle. Rambam speaks very, very highly of Aristotle. The highest level of logic that a human being can achieve, the highest levels of Chokhmah that a human can achieve without Nebuah, without Torah, that was Aristotle. The Greeks were great philosophers debating truth in the streets. Gemara brings down debates between the Chochmei Yisrael and the Chochmei Yovan, the Chochmei Atuna. And at the same time, they were the biggest Balavod Azor in the world. There were more gods and silly gods and paganism in Greece than there was any other society in the world. Makorepo. You can be Aristotle, but at the end of the day, you have no shaykhus to anything outside, transcendent, ruchnias. It's all about gashmias. You need all these gods to take care of you. You can be Aristotle and have a god of wine. A god of wine. Who needs a god of wine? No. A god of wine. A god of debauchery. A god of hedonism. The most hedonistic society ever was Greece. But they were the greatest philosophers. And they were real philosophers. They weren't pretending. Aristotle was able to debate with Yirmiyahu and Novi. There's no lightweight. Plato, Pythagoras, these were clever people. And yet, the society is riddled with paganism. So it's all about Chomrius. It's all about Gashmis. You can be Eliezer, Rosh Yeshiva of Avraham Avinu's Yeshiva, but you're a goy. That's it. You stay where you stay. You stay where you stay. At the end of the day, all your aspirations and all your sheifas is to take care of your goof and your emotions, but all about me. לפני מספר שנים, נזדם לי כי יהודי, עורך דין שנוצר לי עמו קשר. There was this lawyer that came to make contact with him. יהודי זה שאדם דתי מן הפשר פשנים. He was a religious Jew, but from those guys that were, פשנים, what's the word? Sort of like middle of the road nicks, guys that whatever they. Parshanim, what's the word? Kind of, they did what suited them, He was from, but he kind of, he wasn't exactly, he was doing what was good for him. Im azman hitpachtu beineinu sichas hashkofa v'emuna. They started talking about, could be reform. Parshanimia could mean some kind of, reform Jew, whatever. I don't know. He was religious, but he was, We know people like that. So sachachnu gam al chois ha'emes sheb'parshanut. We spoke about the lack of truth that's in that derech, this parshanut. V'achein, in chalof hazman, hu itchazek v'hoisif chayel b'toyre v'hoidus Hashem. Slowly, he started getting stronger in his v'hoidus Hashem. He started coming back. He started connecting to the emes more. Ula medavah echad ha'e lo kashem od litnatek. It was one thing he just couldn't break away from. In those days, what the Machshira Kilkul Bebeisei was a television, yeah? Today, the Seda, it's still a Kilkul, but we have bigger problems today than television. But in those days, that was the Nisoin, was the television. He used to sit with his family, they used to watch the entertainment there on the box. דיברתי מהרבוס על הרס שבדובם, ועל ההפרעה הנובעת ממנו לחי ורוחני וגשמיים. I've spoken to him very often about the terrible destruction that it does, both in Ruchnis and Gashmias, and you've got to get rid of it, and it's terrible. He couldn't get away from this. This is part of their lives. You know, TV dinners, and you know, and you sit and you watch the whatever it is that you watched. You know, okay? In those days, the problem wasn't the content. Today you can't watch the content also. There could be that, you know, the Brady Bunch, there was nothing also in the Brady Bunch or whatever he was watching, you know, but whatever. Today you can't even watch it because even the kids' cartoons are probably Yarugval Yavo. Mm-hmm. But in those days there was the content wasn't the problem, it was the medium. Anyway, this guy had a guy that worked for him, who was very machmin, being stupid. He was a real tipesh. He was a proper, you know. And Ada Khared is tipesh, mamash, like a real idiot. Whatever he asked me, did the opposite, he broke things, he was mamash, he was terrible. You must know, the Tabba said to this Yid, Orechdin, the choshev guy, you know, and he's busy mechazek in his Yiddishkeit. So Brazil said to him, "No, last night while you were busy sitting in front of the television watching the program, whatever, Yashav gama goy tipesh zeim chaveir v'tzachak kamoicha b'tachnis abidud." This guy that worked for you, this tipesh, he was at the same time sitting watching the same program as you and laughing with his friends, the same as you were laughing with your family, watching the same stuff on the box. So this year turned around to Abtaba the next day and he said, "You know, you just destroyed my life." When I came to sit down and watch television last night, the Brady Band, whatever, I don't know, whatever. You guys got television long before us. Television came to South Africa, I was only 15. You know, I didn't grow up with television. Television came to South Africa, I'm thinking 1974. But then the Americans, you'd already be destroyed already. That's why we came out kind of normal, yachasit, to the rest of the world, because the television came to South Africa very late. Whatever, it's a bit of a backward place. So this guy, he, when I was sitting and watching last night the program, I remembered what he told me, that this tipesh ever that works, this guy that works for me, he's sitting and watching the same program as me. He's busy laughing and enjoying the same stuff I'm learning. I'm laughing at. I couldn't live with that thought. That thought killed me. You destroyed all my enjoyment in watching that program that I used to enjoy so much. And he was eventually able, he gave it up and he threw his television away. Yeah, like Rav Avigdor Miller said, the only thing that's good at television is to drop it out the window and then bring it back upstairs again and use it as a bookshelf. That's the only thing that's good with the television. You used to tell people, break out the glass and use it as a bookshelf. A Jew, when he understands truth, he can't drink from the same trough as a donkey. He's sitting and watching the same program as that lowlife, that idiot sitting there watching this program, and I'm watching, we're both enjoying it. We're going to drink from the same trough. Like Adam Arishon, when he was banished from Gan Eden, and he had to eat the vegetables, and the he couldn't eat meat anymore. Until Noah, there was no eating meat. So he had to live off bunny food, you know, like green stuff and yarakot and vegetables and salads and whatever. Today they make a ganze thing out of it, you know. You go buy one at the restaurant, you buy, you know, 50 shekels, you get a salad. When they gave Adam Rishon his first salad, he said, "What, me and my donkey going to eat from the same trough? A nice piece of meat. What's that, plus you're giving me vegetables here?" You know, so that's what Adam Rishon said. He couldn't know in the Gan Eden he ate meat. It says the Malachim were roasting meat for him. He was eating kabonas, but after he got banished, he had to eat vegetables. He became a health fanatic, you know. He only ate fruit and vegetables. So how did he look at it? That's Adam Arishan saying that. I'm gonna eat the same food and get the same pleasure from what my donkey's getting pleasure from. He was upset. Shanois agoyv nois chamoyrius hein. Who ainim asuga b'shum oifen lanus moysen anois. When you understand who else is getting pleasure from these things, you're getting pleasure from. You can't get pleasure from it anymore. So tzrich elois agosh seseinu kasher anu nitkalim b'shalol pitu v'rachov akoytzi mikol pino. That's got to be our feeling when you're overwhelmed by all the seductions of the street out there that's pulling from you from all sides. That's got to be your feeling. I can't enjoy what a goy doimel chomo is enjoying. I can't anymore. Don't know what you can do about baseball or whatever. I don't know. Cricket, I think, is still fine. That's not, that could be that that's still okay. I don't know, baseball, you're going to have a problem with it. In England, I just heard the worst apicosis I ever heard. I'm not even going to tell them what the question was. I'm shocked. If an American asked me that question, I understand. But an Englishman asked me, so what's the difference between cricket and baseball? What's the same? Cricket's a sophisticated cricket. Ruchnius. Baseball stums a bunch of schwarzes hitting a ball. Cricket is an honorable profession for a good Jewish boy. No, it's a... I can't even see if he's smiling. He's sitting here with this big Darth Vader mask on his face. And a little hole. Anyway, and then he was sugar lianes me mashi agoy adoy melochom anene. Lien achayni tanugos anoy sruchnim neelim. Anymore. My pleasures have to be a little bit more spiritual, a little bit more sophisticated, more refined, perhaps is the correct word. Sorry, I went badly over time there. Well, I just wanted to get through that. Mitzvah tomorrow we'll carry on. Well, this is all contained in what we learned from Avraham Avinu. This is all contained in the Broch of Shiloh Sani Goy. So that's what you have to think about. Anyway, Mitzvah tomorrow we'll carry on. Take good care.